X gon' give it to ya. What? Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to ya. Not open up the door and spill. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Exotica TV's Happy Hours. I'm your host Jay, my buddy Dan doing our little DMX tribute, I guess, so to speak. You know how Dan loves to talk about people that have recently died on this show, so I figured I would just get it right out of the way in the beginning. What's up, Danny boy? How you doing?
What's up?
You know,
great answer, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, these like little captions under here, you think after 50, this is our 50th one of these shows, by the way, Jay. You would think after 50 of these fucking shows, you would actually do a better job with these little captions.
You know, I it's because I do them the morning of the show, and it's usually like the last thing that I do. So
because you got so much other shit going on.
Not to call you an afterthought, Dan, but you know,
you're very echoey today.
That happens. Am I? Yeah, sorry, I'm a little far away from my microphone. That better?
Oh, there you go.
I'm dealing with all kinds of, there's a big update on our systems here, and like I see all kinds of new buttons. I have no idea what they do. I really want to press them, but I'm not going to because. Yeah. You know, I'm like super light. Hold on a second.
You're going to make me lose my mind.
Still totally light. So anyways, after a week off.
That's not my dog. You got a dog, Jay?
I'm like, that was my best DMX impersonation. So after a week off and a week of dealing with my kids out of school and all that stuff.
Right, we weren't here last week.
I'm happy to be back, Danny boy. It's a happy day. So
I forgot we weren't here last week.
How was your week? Did you miss me?
I did.
I bet you did.
I did.
Well, thankfully you sent pictures of your nipples. We'll explain that later. what would you do for your week off? Anything fun?
I didn't have a week off. You took a week off. I didn't take a week off.
Listen, you want to hear something entertaining? Entertaining. This was the first week since pre-lockdown that I did 5 days in the office.
Really?
Impressive, huh? I mean, I'm only doing it to get away from my wife and kids at home. But other than that, you know, it made a lot of sense. It was great. It's good to get back. We're getting towards, I mean, listen, man, every day I'm counting down towards the Chicago show and that the city is going to open up and everything's going to be honky-dory and we'll be there in July. We're still kind of sitting there on that like teeter-totter. I'm waiting to wake up one morning and have this all disappear like Donald Trump said it would like 11 months ago. It'll magically disappear. And so hopefully that'll be like next week and we'll be good to go.
It's fucking crazy, man. You know, it's interesting. You know what happened in the week? So we ended the show last week,
mm-hmm.
or not last week, 2 weeks ago. And then a couple hours later, I got a text from my ex-wife that her house burnt down.
Wait, where were you?
I was doing the show here.
Okay. So you didn't burn
her
house
down.
While
we were doing our show, her house caught fire.
Okay.
Nobody was hurt, thank God. And, you know, now my kids are with me for the unforeseeable future.
Damn, this is what happens. I'm already clicking buttons. Just, sorry, disregard. Disregard.
Oh, my God, Jay. You know what? Let's just ruin the surprise, Jay.
No, I didn't. It was
now you have to introduce them.
No, I'm good. You are the main introducer in this place.
Okay, well, fine.
Yes.
Should we introduce our lovely guest for this evening, Jay?
Might as well.
All right. Well, why are you playing fucking Kenny Loggins now?
I don't know. Because I thought it was good intro music.
Oh my God.
It's danger zone, baby.
We have two lovely ladies joining us today. One has been in the business since 2019, and her bio describes her butthole in many, many different ways. We don't understand why. We'll
so many
get
words.
To more of that. Our other guest is actually up for the best booty at the 2021 Cammy Awards. Please welcome
booties
to
all
our
around.
Show. Booties all on. And Jay, they ain't got nothing on yours. Please welcome to the show, Hazel Moore and Melina Kane. What's
Yay.
Up, ladies?
Yay! What's up, everybody? Oh man!
Being here.
Yeah, seriously,
all right. Whose dog is barking? First off,
not mine. I'm a cat.
Whose cat? Whose cat was barking?
Whose cat was barking?
Yeah, my cat.
Oh my God!
Somewhere around here.
We've seen some entertaining cats.
My dog will not only bark at some point during the show; she will probably jump up here and get on camera at some point in the show.
Dan has her
mine
trained.
Are same way. Attention horn.
They're crazy. Jay killed his dog. and refuses to get
you burned your wife's house or your ex-wife's house down. So, you know,
I burnt nothing. I did nothing of the sort.
It sounds oddly suspicious.
If the house fell on her, that could have been me. Okay. But the house didn't fall on her like the Wizard of Oz.
Are we on the Wizard of Oz? Oh man. Well, welcome to our clusterfuck called the happy hour. Cheers, everybody.
It's almost empty, Jay.
It's great to have you guys. That was started, what, yesterday?
Pretty much. So this is my favorite. It's Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. I don't know why. I invite you to try it. Peanut butter? But we are now.
I don't know. Peanut butter whiskey terrifies me. He tells me how good it is every week. And
do you like whiskey? If you like whiskey and you like peanut butter, it's good.
I like peanut butter. I wish I would.
Everything you like together.
I wish I was manly enough to like whiskey, but I'm just not. It just like.
Well, cheers, Jay, to you being a pussy.
Thank you.
What are you drinking? Fucking White Claw?
Yeah, White Claw. Water. No. Hendrickson Tonic. A nice Friday happy hour-ish drink.
And Jay? It's almost 4:20.
Yeah, I'm good on that right now. Somebody's got to steer this ship.
All right.
Yeah, trust me, ladies. We've drinking
water like the whole time.
Yeah.
I won't be able to talk. Everybody makes fun of me on cam. I just like sit here with this massive water bottle.
That's a thing, man. Girls carry water bottles like bigger than them. Like, yeah. I thought that they carried big purses. Now the new thing is like carrying giant water bottles.
What if Gucci sold water bottles?
It'd be on a witch list.
Gucci designer water.
Yeah. I would get that. Maybe not Gucci, craziest?
No, Gucci's like...
What's the craziest thing?
Yeah.
Have some standards.
what is the standard then? What would be the water bottle to get? Like
Hermes,
Louis Vuitton? Like
Prada.
Versace.
Dior.
Favorite.
Dior, yeah.
Hermes.
She said Hermes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Said it.
Did you say Louis Vuitton?
Yeah, Louis Vuitton's on
the
list.
Vuitton? Is it?
Yeah. But no, Gucci, they're not different. They're different. They're not the same. But yeah, I would buy that one.
Okay.
I have a lot of Louis.
I don't understand all that shit. I really don't.
I go to Target to buy my underwear and socks, and you know, that's about as far as I travel.
Fucking Hanes Fruit of the Loom.
I don't know. I've moved up to like the nicer underwear, but it's still a straight Target buy.
Dude, what's nice is comfort.
I know.
It's not horrible. Boxer breeches. Who cares what it is?
The last thing that I want to do is have a conversation with you about underwear. Dan. Dan, specifically.
My socks. I bought my socks on Amazon. They're Dickies.
I'm sure they are. So, how are you guys? I'm going to ignore Dan. Dan's up in this corner, so we'll just turn his microphone down while he smokes weed for the rest of the show, and I'll try and drive this thing.
Believe it or not, I'm the professional one out of all of us.
Yeah. Show me. I want to see it. Listen, I've already like clicked every wrong button in here and I have no idea what I'm really doing. So, you know, we're still on air. I will say that this week, we unfortunately, for the first time since Happy Hour-ish started, we are not broadcasting on YouTube because we got suspended for a week. Apparently, I guess I can't say the word that we got suspended for, but like, I really thought that you could kind of say anything on YouTube. Like, you just couldn't show anything. And for the most part, I think you can. But, like, I guess I combined a couple of words that whatever else. That's the only thing that I can imagine why we got blocked for a week. But
I'm not going to say the word. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, was it referring to, because I know the show was doing, it was done during the BoobTube show, right, that we do?
Yes.
Well, that you do.
Yep.
And they were talking about Quentin Tarantino movies. So were they talking about the scene in Pulp Fiction?
No. It's hard to say without saying it, so we'll just leave it at that. But luckily,
if you're not on YouTube right now, can you say it?
I guess you. Wait, I'm not on YouTube. Okay, so I guess I can, right? I would think.
Hold on, Jay. Do words that it rhymes with. I forgot what it was that we got suspended for. Otherwise, I would do it.
Panel aping.
Really?
But that could be two things. It could be one that starts with an R or one that starts with a G.
It was an R. It was, it was in reference to like a movie thing. Anyways, I don't know. I don't know why.
Was it Marcellus in Pulp Fiction?
I'm amazed though that I just realized how really dumb I am when we're not broadcasting on YouTube, and I wasn't going to say it because I wasn't allowed to on YouTube. That blows my mind. I shouldn't smoke pot before any of these shows. So let's see, Melina, you're out west right now, or are you?
No, she's in Florida.
You're in Florida.
Pay attention to me.
It's Florida. I knew Florida.
I knew there was one Florida, one California. I just honestly didn't see who answered the question.
No, Vegas.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
She's in Vegas. Hazel's in Vegas.
Fired. I'll take his job.
Oh, my God.
You can have it. You can have it. At this point, like...
You know what, by the way, you know what it pays us? $0 and 0 cents.
Yeah.
Everybody see that little thing down here in the corner?
It ain't pretty.
Over. All the paper.
There you go. You can hit us up.
Yeah, so you guys people can donate money to us during the show. So if you guys feel it, we'll put your little note on there. Everybody else, Jay will blow kisses at you and maybe show you his nipples. But the girls can't, but we can.
I tell you what.
You guys can show your nipples, but I can't.
We've said it all. Wild. We've said it all along since we started doing this thing. Like, all the newfound respect for you guys in the world for everything that you deal with on like actually putting out content. And then actually making it good enough and people, you know, having the fan base to be able to like throw money at it. Because we've gotten a little bit better as we've gone on how to do it. We haven't figured out the money part. Of course, I think Dan and I don't really have like the real money makers, but you know, it's insanely harder than people think.
It's crazy. And you and Melina, I know you got something going on, obviously, with Cam Soda. Right? You do a lot of stuff on Cam Soda.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah. She's Cam Soda all day, every day.
I am all day. No, literally all day, every day.
So are you, how many Cam-aholic shows do you get?
Camaholic actually is the word, Dan.
And then Hazel, do you also do cams?
I'm on cam four.
Cam four.
So you're cam four. You're cam four.
So you do a couple of times a week. And Melina, you do how many times a week?
She's a camaholic. Every day. All day.
Camaholic. That's my turn.
You're known for your long streams, though.
I see it in your bio.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also says that she's her bio also says her bio says she's also fluent in sarcasm.
I recognize that too. She's also smarter than me because she figured out the whole YouTube thing. So she's got it all going for her.
Oh, I know my way around the system.
Yeah. So, well, you guys get banned.
Speaking of the system. Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Hazel. You recently got banned off of your account, canceled off of Twitter. How does one do such a thing?
I have no idea. They didn't give me any warnings and they didn't tell me why. I appealed via email and everything and still no response. So I think they just hate me.
That's the worst part about getting banned on any of these like, you know, public social medias or whatever, is that they don't actually tell you what you did. Facebook every once in a while, but they're bullshit. They're like, oh, we found this picture you posted 3.5 years ago.
Tell you what you did, but it's like legal words, so we don't read it.
Yeah. Well,
right. Instagram will send me something, and it's like a page long, and then I'm just like, okay, I won't post it.
Yeah. And Instagram is the worst too, because you just go to check your page one day or your account one day, and it's just not there. Like, have you guys lost Instagram accounts so far?
Oh, I lose them constantly, and then I make one, and then like I can't even post a selfie.
You can't even make one.
Wow,
we're at the point you can't even hashtag it. You can't even hashtag it.
Like different phone numbers and stuff, and then they won't have you. In
I heard. So
heard that Snapchat will block your IP address these days.
So at what point, when you constantly get blocked by certain social medias or whatever, at what point do you ever just say fuck this? I'm like, I'm not doing this again.
I'm on fuck this. I want to do TikTok, but then like. I don't know how to do that. I look at it and I'm like, damn, I'm old. Like,
thank you very much.
They're like, all those transitions.
This confirms a lot of things that I think. My personal level was Snapchat. Like, as soon as Snapchat, we started Exotica.
Oh, I had to go with Snapchat.
Yeah. See, I'm older than you. Like, that, I just apparently I've reached that level. I was like, yep, nope. We started Exotica on MySpace, like literally just spamming MySpace in like 2000 and. six.
Yeah, we're old. Yeah, go ahead, laugh. Laugh away. And, in the meantime, Hazel's over there like, what the fuck is MySpace?
We joined Twitter in 2008, I think it was. 2008 or 9. But yeah, once Snapchat came out, I downloaded it. I was like, oh, cool. This is all the cool kids are doing. And I opened it up and I'm like, I don't fucking get this. Like, and even now I have a kid that like will grab it and like slide through and flip and this and do. And I'm just like, nope.
I was just going to say that. Like, I need a kid to teach me how to TikTok.
That's exactly what it is.
My daughter's 16
TikTok
and she showed me.
It's hard unless you're like on there and you watch the trends and stuff like that. Even my TikTok is trash.
Yeah.
who has the best TikTok in adult?
I would say Jason Love.
Okay.
He's doing really well on there. He has some funny stuff. It's a lot of like working out stuff too. It's not like mainly adult themed. Right.
No,
really,
but just yeah, somebody that
I don't even follow people on there. I just follow like random people. I don't even know.
100%. Like, yeah.
Who's the most, what's the most random thing that you find on there that you follow?
That's like obsessed with his ducks.
Who's ducks?
There's some guys on there that's like obsessed with his ducks. He's like a fratty boy and he has like,
oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. He's so funny.
Yeah. And I bet you my daughter will too.
No, his grandma's cool and like parties with them, but his mom like screams at him in every video.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah. Tony, like something Tony, I think it's like
Tony with the ducks.
Yeah, it's very Italian.
Yeah, that guy's my favorite. He's funny.
Tony Duccaroni.
Note to self, Dan, get
Tony Duccaroni. Get Tony Duccaroni on the show. I remember, what was it? There was one person, Brother Nature. You ever see that guy? Brother Nature. I don't even know. It wasn't TikTok. He was like a Vine guy or something. Like one of those fucking things.
Yeah, it
was for the Vine. I've never been on Vine.
My girlfriend's daughter, she got a cameo thing from him. And I'm like, what's this cameo? And then the cameo thing. And then you get addicted to that. You fall down that rabbit hole. And I bought cameos. I bought a cameo for Jay. I bought a cameo for my girlfriend's mother. Jay got who did you get? Oh, Tay Zunday. You know who Tay Zunday is?
Nobody knows that dude by the name. They know.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
like
Chocolate Rain. Jay, can you play some Chocolate Rain?
I'll look it up. I'm sure I got it.
So Chocolate Rain. We're gonna give you guys a little history lesson from us boomers over here. Chocolate Rain.
Speak for yourself, dude. I am not a boomer.
You're a fucking boomer. Neither am I, technically, but you're a boomer. My daughter calls me a boomer. My daughter calls me a boomer all the time.
Not a boomer.
My daughter got mad at me because I called her a chungus because I didn't know what that was because Jay's kid used the word chungus and I found out what chungus was. My daughter knew it and she was pissed at me. So chungus. It's like a fat Bugs Bunny. She's like, you're calling me a fat bunny? Really, Dad? But anyway, so Chocolate Rain, it was like the first big YouTube like fucking viral thing, and it was horrible. But I got that as a cameo for Jay, the guy who did that song. And it's the most horrible song ever, but Jay, I used to torture Jay with it all the time. So that's why it's funny. And I hear it.
It's just the intro is bad enough.
Chocolate Rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate Rain.
I can't even explain it.
You guys watch that? Here's my obligatory. Do you guys watch 90 Day Fiance?
Oh God.
No. I saw like one of the girls on 90 Day Fiance like came on Cam Soda for a feature show. And she's the one that got kicked off.
Yeah, it was like Colt's girlfriend or whatever. Colt, the like chunky guy from Vegas.
Colty,
yeah, that guy. She's had like a bunch of. She's like had a lot of work done since the show.
Vanessa,
like,
it's like she like
Vanessa,
like,
was that her name?
Wait, so what's the scoop on her? She's getting the axe. You need me to call her, fire her, or anything? Because I'm willing to do it.
What? Which one?
What? Is there some inside scoop? You said that she's like not with them, or she left them, or she's just came on once.
Got, like, kicked off.
Did she get kicked off?
I think so, and then she did a big feature show on Cam Soda. It was like a big deal.
Larissa.
Oh, she got kicked off the show. I thought you were saying she got kicked off Cam Soda. I'm like, man, what is this chick doing?
We love those hosts.
Larissa Jay was her name, Jay.
Larissa, yes.
Larissa.
Yeah, no, she stayed on the show. She got arrested at the end. I don't remember why, but I don't
know.
Then
she came back.
Half the tabloids, I'm like, that's good drama. And then, like, I don't read the rest, like I said.
Yeah, no, it's...
Paragraphs turned me off.
I would feel you guys, like... So, Hazel, like, what's your favorite drama thing?
I don't really...
Like, who slides into your shit or whatever, into your DMs and, you know, fucking...
Nobody, no girl will ever tell that.
You don't read our DMs?
Yeah.
Jay,
that's the right answer.
You keep asking, and eventually somebody will tell. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you make fun of me, like, keep asking people to get our Instagram back. One day, it'll just be back.
Okay, then staying on 90 Day Fiancé, do you guys watch TV, or is there, like, a guilty pleasure TV show that you have?
I'm not allowed to watch TV. I'll just get drowned in it.
Yeah, yeah. Right now, I'm rewatching Stargate. That was, like, a thing
That's right. You are the sci-fi watcher, huh? You into all that stuff? I confuse Star Wars and Star Trek. So. Yeah.
No, Melina's the one who's into Star Wars and Harry Potter and shit.
Oh. Hey,
yeah, but I don't like the word sci-fi, okay?
Why?
Erica from The Rub is even like, so sci-fi. I was like, no, that sounds like aliens. And then I'm like, I'm Googling it. It's not sci-fi. And then online they're like, yeah, Star Wars is sci-fi.
It's all pretty sci-fi. Did you watch it? You're
into sci-fi also or not sci-fi, Hazel?
Non-sci-fi.
Yeah, I am.
Did you guys watch The Expanse? I tried to get through The Expanse. I made it through like a season and a half, but it was like a little too much for me. It was like the latest, like, I forget whether it was on Amazon or whatever. My viewership on TV has sunk so low during quarantine, mainly because I've like just consumed so much like TV and so much crap that like I find myself now like rewatching Intervention, you know, and it's like, this is how far down the rabbit hole I've gotten. Like
I have to make sure I don't like watch anything like that. Cause I get to the point where like, I won't do anything the rest of the day. I'm like, just one more episode.
Yeah,
it's like one more episode, and then I'll be here for like 3 days.
No,
like,
honestly,
but TV is like crack now. That's why. Well, speaking of Intervention,
on Netflix though, it's like Behind Her Eyes or something. It was kind of good. It was like low budget vibe, but good. Okay. So like Behind Her Eyes, and like the chick can like wherever like your soul leaves your body, and like you can watch everyone else.
Never.
Interesting.
You have to watch it. It's called Behind Her Eyes on Netflix. You'll know what I'm talking about.
So Behind Her Eyes, we got to watch that.
It wasn't like amazing, but it was like pretty entertaining.
Hazel, what do we have to watch? What are you recommending us to watch, Hazel?
Ooh,
I feel like no one wants to be judged by what they watch.
Yeah.
Judge me away.
This is a judgment-free zone.
Everybody will tell you what they watch, like porn-wise, but when it comes to, like Netflix, we're like. Mm.
Yeah. I just watched Neon Genesis. It's like a 90s robot anime. That was pretty good. That's like the only thing I could think of.
You know what the worst was? I was on a plane, and when we're doing Exotica shows around the country, which, mm-hmm. you know, knock on wood, hopefully we do it again soon. But yeah, Jay and I are constantly flying around the fucking country. And you know, when you just don't feel like watching a movie and you'll start watching TV, and I started watching on some flight the fucking Alaskan Bush People show, and I got hooked.
The father just died.
Did you ever watch that?
Is that like the name of the show? The Alaskan Bush People?
Bush People.
It's a family called the Brown family, right? And it's the father and the mother, and they have like, you know, fucking like 6 or 7 kids, and they would just live in the bush in Alaska. And then, you know, one's got like one fucking tooth, and
I can't say that I have.
My father just died. Speaking of, you know, died people.
There's I can't say that.
Different shows like that. They're pretty funny.
I like the what's it called? Alive?
Thousand Pound Sisters.
Is it Alive or Alone? Where they like drop off like 10 people out in the Ozarks
like
or whatever.
Shows?
Yeah, and they got to like survive and the last person
I
want to
see them kill each other though. Like let them spear and let them hunt each other or something.
So,
down.
So
it wouldn't be a reality show.
So I watched a show on Netflix.
That would be real.
I watched a show on Netflix recently.
I don't
want to
watch that for real. Like, even, like,
what is it? What was the movie? What was the show? Was it Total Recall where they had to fight to the death? Like where they went out, like
The Running Man.
Running Man. That's what it was, with Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day. There's a show on Netflix that I just watched, and it poses an interesting question. But the name of the show is called The One, and it's kind of a little bit, not to use the term too much, sci-fi-ish.
Oh my god, I did watch that.
Did you watch it? So it's the premise is that they discover, a scientist discovers in your DNA the ability to do like blood tests or whatever and find your perfect match in the world. And so like literally everybody submits like their Black samples Mirror. Or whatever, and they're
Jay,
able to
Jay, would it we, be don't, you and, we don't need a blood test. And, mind.
Exactly. but it's really interesting because, you know, A, it's an, you know, an interesting concept, but B, it poses all these crazy questions. Like, so, you know, would you do it, first of all? Second of all, like, what happens, like, say, in one of the storylines is...
It way more interesting than it was.
a husband and wife are married, right? And, like, 10 years later, this technology comes out. Do you take the test? Do you, like... You know, and do you like cheat on the other person by taking the test and finding your one or whatever? So I guess the first question is, if that test came out, would you guys take it?
It would be very tempting. I don't know.
I don't know if I care enough.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm a hopeless romantic, so it'd be very tempting.
I found my one, so I'm happy. So I got to stick with that.
And see, there you go. You already hit the second story.
Which, by the way, my one Jay actually sent us a question this week.
Oh wow!
She decided to come out of retirement.
Okay, good.
Should we break into it, Jay?
Listen, Dan, I'm always ready. You ready?
All right. So my lovely girlfriend Kathy. That's her. That's a picture of her.
Why?
She looks just like that, actually.
What? Real picture.
She's not in the industry. When we first met, we've been together for almost 10 years. When she first met, she had all these questions, and she keeps having these questions for 10 years now of things in the business, even though, you know, I've worked in the business in some facet for freaking, you know, 20 fucking years almost, or more than that, Jesus. 70 years.
Yep.
But anyway, she gives me the questions, and her question this week is, you ready for this? Now, I don't know if you guys do have or you've had significant others, but... Is there anything that you do in films but you won't do in real life with your significant other? Discuss. Yeah. Melina.
I just recently ate ass in one of my videos for like the first time, and I've only ever done it like once in real life just to try it, and like I don't really enjoy it, but I did it.
Did it taste like shit?
No. I had like tons of spit. I'm like making sure it's like really wet.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, like, come on. I think that's something I don't do.
That's a good answer, though. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Hazel, can you top that?
Probably not. Everyone that I've dated pretty much have, yeah, they've been pretty open. So I'm able to try things with them first before on camera. So that way I know what it's like.
That makes more sense. Like the test run.
Yeah.
Okay.
Private. So there's no mistakes.
Yes. Get it right the first. Well, work it out and practice and then get it right the first time and work.
Jay, the question for you, is there anything you do in your real life with your wife that you won't do on film?
No, I'm not afraid. I let it all fly. There's a lot of things that she wouldn't do in either. So we're pretty good.
So that is the question from Cat's Curious. So speaking of that, Jay, you were intrigued, Jay, earlier by reading this bio that we found on Hazel.
I really was. And
I'm very interested.
As an English major, I'm amazed by the number of adjectives that you can get into one paragraph. It was...
Jay,
it was,
you must read this, Jay.
Some of my fans are very descriptive.
It's please, Dan. The pleasure is all yours.
Jay, I insist.
No, I'm not doing it. I insist. All right, Dan, here we go. You ready? A yes. Lovely, cute girl with nice natural tits is what you need for your next girl next door fantasy. Hazel Moore is an American sweetheart from New York, and she joined the industry in 2019 at 19 years old. Her boobs are...
Okay, time out for 1 second. Tell us if any of these things are a lie. So
Please feel free to like...
I started when I was 18 and a half.
Okay, so not 19. Okay. Was the year right? 2019?
Yeah, okay. It would, yeah, because okay. My birthday is in June, so 6 months would be like right at the beginning or the end of that year.
All right, so here we go. Her boobs are size 34D, correct? And she has a really nice body. I love that. It's like the most basic description. Then wait till we jump into. With skinny legs, great abs, cute hips, and a nice tushy. She's got a nice pink pussy and a pink ring around her booty hole. She also has got some really nice feet for the guys with a bit of a foot fetish or foot play fetish. And she already gave up her ass for porn. Okay, there we go. Hazel Moore is a perfect little has a perfect little asshole. She isn't a perfect little asshole. She has a perfect little asshole for anal porn. The color is just right, and it has a way of getting perfectly gaped when a large dick is knocking down her back door. She has
all right, two. Jay, we can just end it right here.
This is one of those paragraph things.
I don't even.
It's fucking. It's like. Long.
Oh it, no, that's it. Turns me off.
It just keeps going. Both her scenes are perfect to enjoy the anal skills of this cute chick. On the other hand, she can also handle big black cocks. As you okay, well, we get the picture. I
told you to stop, but you had to continue.
The whole rest of that asshole, like the whole rest of it.
I really liked the booty hole. Anytime that somebody can use booty hole in the description of something is really like
that or chungus.
Chungus. No. Booty hole.
Oh my goodness.
That was quite the description.
Yeah, no.
It was.
Yeah.
Now Melina, yours is much more informative. So yours this one came from your publicist. So for example, you indulge in anything Star Wars, Harry Potter, vampires, fantasy, and adventure. You enjoy emo rap, especially Lil Peep.
Ooh.
Lil or little?
Would be friends. Yeah.
Lil Peep. She also has a passion for historic homes, Jay.
See, we're a matchmaker here, Dan. They're going to be buddies.
But one of Melina's favorite things is her F-350 Platinum sponsored by Cam Soda. Cam Soda gave you a fucking truck?
Nah, I bought the truck. They bought everything else.
Okay.
I got 28 Ford Giattos. So fancy.
You lost me. I have no idea what a fucking Forgiato is. I assume it's a kind of wheel.
Oh my god.
It's a wheel.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, my truck was Forgiato. It's like main display truck at the SEMA show. It's big as fuck.
The SEMA show? They have a show for SEMA?
It's an expo. Yeah, it's an expo.
It's in Vegas. That's the monster.
Specialty Equipment Market Association is SEMA.
Dude, you've never heard of the SEMA show? SEMA's like the largest auto show out there.
Okay, I'm just trying to be funny. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
What else do you have here? And you're also fluent in sarcasm and known for your twerking. All right here on yours.
So who would win in a fight? Look, Harry Potter we have, like, or Anakin Skywalker?
Harry Potter, for sure.
Really?
He's a wizard. Anakin doesn't have his shit together yet.
I have to agree with that.
He's already killed a bunch of little Jedis.
But Anakin was a little crying bitch.
He was.
He was a crybaby. Yeah, he was. But then in some scenes, Harry Potter is though too, but like then you kind of got to understand.
Yeah, well, the difference is the Harry Potter, those movies, like you watch the first one and you realize, A, it was such a long time, like it was a long time ago. And B, he was like a baby, and then by the end of the movies, like all the movies are just way different. There's like kids movie to start, and then like dark Harry Potter.
By you definitely gotta rewatch them in like chronicle order.
At the count of three, because everybody here likes Star Wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Count of three. Name your favorite Star Wars movie. Ready?
Nah.
One, two, three. Empire Strikes Back.
The first one, like the real first one.
Empire was the best.
I mean, the original three were all the best, and then the little kid Anakin and like the those were horrible.
One where they're in the snow. That's all I remember. Yeah,
that's two. That's Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that was a good one.
Okay, so that one.
Yeah, it opens up with Princess Leia. Fucking, was that the one with her with Jabba the Hutt?
Aren't they doing a new one? Isn't like
no, it's done. It's over.
No,
there's so many shows Disney Plus. Yeah,
I think
Disney
Ewan Plus, McGregor right. And like what's his name that played Anakin and whoever are doing like a limited series or whatever on Disney.
Oh, are they? They are too.
Mm-hmm. I think
Disney
so.
It has like eight.
Yeah, I actually love Disney Plus.
Long list, like all different storylines. Disney Plus worth it? Coming out.
I only
Disney
have
Plus
Netflix,
is definitely worth
like
it.
I should get that.
How about here you go? Do you guys like The Walking Dead?
It sucks lately. Oh, girl, sorry.
Yeah, I started watching it. I don't think I made it to the end, so I'm not really caught.
Yeah, I'm still watching. I can't give up on it yet.
I gave up a long time ago.
I have watched it. I'm not gonna lie, but I was forced into it.
It was amazing in the beginning.
I really like zombie movies.
By now, it's just fully fallen off.
No, the season finale, this one, because you could tell they shot it during pandemic.
Oh, it's still going on. I thought it was over.
It was like backstory of like a different thing.
Like,
so it was like people like almost in isolation in their backstories or some kind of like thing. So this one was the origin story of Negan was the season finale, and it was pretty fucking cool how he became who he is.
Why is he so fucked up? What's wrong with him?
Yeah,
I don't want to spoil it.
I'm never gonna watch that shit.
I'm not gonna watch it.
So his wife's name was Lucille, so that's the name of his bat, right? She had cancer, so the apocalypse happened. She had cancer, and he would go out and try and find, medicine for her, chemo. He learned how to give her chemo, and he was a gym teacher. And they went out to a bar one time, and he beat the shit out of some guy who was fucking with her. And because of that, he lost his job as a gym teacher. Anyway, fast forward, she gets cancer, the apocalypse happens. He's taking care of her. All her chemo drugs get ruined. He goes to try and find some on the black market. Some fucking bikers beat him up, and he couldn't get back with the chemo for her. And he gets back to the house, and she fucking basically killed herself. So she's a fucking zombie and shit. So he just burns down the fucking house, takes a fucking bat, grabs
his daughter
wire. I don't think he didn't have a daughter.
Yeah, he did. He had her trapped in a closet or something. Someone did. Someone in the show.
No, that wasn't Negan. That was somebody else. Yeah. Anyway, so then he goes. He finds this guy or whatever, the bikers that fucking held him and kept him from getting back to save his wife, give her chemo and shit, and keep her from killing herself. And then he just beats the fuck out of him with the bat. So, and there you have Negan.
Nice job, Dan.
Thank you.
Well, this has been
right
Dan.
I just saved you five seasons of fucking hell.
Oh my
with
God!
Dead.
Thank God. Because
thank you.
Yeah,
he's a good guy now. He's a good guy.
How about Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
I haven't watched that yet. I can't wait to watch that shit.
I got to tell you, I was pretty skeptical of Disney and just Disney in general. But like then the whole app thing, and then it was like Disney Plus,
and
like
they're
gonna water all this shit down. But it actually has been, and you know what, they do it right because they do like limited series. So they'll do six episodes or whatever. It's not like, hey, wait till next season to like whatever. It's just like, hey, there's this snapshot in time, like. We're doing this and then we're moving on and doing something different. So
yeah, WandaVision was actually pretty good. Mandalorian was good.
Yep.
I haven't watched this and it was so slow
in the beginning.
Dude, it was so slow.
But then it became good.
It really had to stick with it because like the first like three episodes were just the first episode was all in black and white and 1950s TV show. It was really weird and it kind of developed from there. But like it kind of sucked because I'm trying to it's one of those shows that I'm happy to be able to watch with my kids. My kids were like, I ain't watching this shit. Like black and white fucking 1950s. Like, nah, like you're crazy. And
I love Lucy.
Yeah. By the time that it actually got to a point that they would have been, entertained by it. They were
the highlight of my WandaVision watching experience was figuring out she was related to the Olsen twins.
Me too.
I told you
believe that blew my mind. Mary Kate
and
Ashley, she's the youngest of the Olsen sisters.
I don't even know who that is.
You know, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, the two little girls.
Mary Kate Ashley is. I didn't know they had a sister.
That she's the girl that plays.
That's Wanda.
That's Wanda from WandaVision.
I'm gonna Google. I didn't even know.
Completely
that
lost.
When I was 10, though. He has no idea.
Full House 21 years old. Was a show that was on before it was on Netflix.
Fuller House was Full House.
That had two little twins on it or whatever that played one character.
Yeah, Full House.
And so then...
Oh, she doesn't look like them. You're
she
right.
does, but you don't realize that let me see, I'll find them.
let's see. I'll give you some more little tidbits. Like Blue Jay's mine this week because one of the other shows on Exotica TV did a thing on Quentin Tarantino. So obviously, you guys have seen Pulp Fiction, right?
No.
No? You never saw Pulp Fiction?
Probably. Jay. I don't really remember.
All right. So that Victor Vega and Vincent Vega from Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs, Mr. Blonde.
So there brothers. You go. Here's the Olsen twins. Olsen twins, left and right.
They look like insects, yeah, the two of them.
They always have. They look kind of Skeletor-ish. Yeah, it's like the cheekbones and whatever.
Oh, my God, Jay. What? You know what's so funny? I found an old, like, fucking video you sent me of fucking Skeletor. Like, how, this is how I feel. Like, you eat edibles. Like, I don't feel anything in me 20 minutes later. It was a Skeletor.
Yeah.
I found that the other day. You had sent it to me one time. And I found it. And I sat there and watched it. Completely high out of my mind.
You mean like now describing it, but not being able to actually show it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Anyways, anyway. Moving on.
Remember that time? We should do lightning round, Jay.
Listen, man, I'm all for it. You ready?
You guys ready to answer some fucking detailed questions?
Oh, there it is. We knew the dog would be there.
She is.
Told you, she's trained to do that every show.
That she is. All right, ready?
During
so we're gonna ask this question. Yeah, we're doing this now. You got to answer the question quick. You can't think about it. Short answer, and we move on. Ready? Hazel, you first. What is the most useless talent you have?
Art.
Melina, what's the most illegal thing you've ever done?
Oh my God! Why would you ask somebody that? Tell us on cam.
He's so trying to expose me right now. I'm going to get my lawyer involved next.
Yeah.
I'll change the question. Melina, what would be your spirit animal?
A motherfucking manatee.
Manatee, nice.
What?
Hazel.
Out of all the animals.
If you had a personal flag, what would be on it?
A perfect what?
Your own, the flag of you. What would be on your flag?
Probably my tits.
Titty flag.
Just one?
Yeah,
titty flag.
Titty flag.
One tit. The bigger one. There's always one smaller than the other. Yeah. The bigger one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the bigger one.
Melina, what are you really good at, but kind of embarrassed that you're good at it?
Nothing.
It's not eating ass.
No, I'm good at that.
But she's not proud. Like, she's not embarrassed by it. No, there you go.
Wait, she's got a dog. Look at that freaking thing. It's like a wolf behind you.
I have three dogs. Yeah, he's a dingo. I have three dingoes.
He's looking at you.
A dingo.
Maybe
man,
a dingo
yeah.
ate your baby.
He looks like the one right. that would eat your
Hazel, what was the most memorable gift you've ever received?
A loaf of bread. Yeah, I got it at a shoot. Like, they just gave it to me. I had to take it home on the airplane. I made a TikTok about
what?
It. Because it was like...
What kind of bread? Was it like Wonder Bread?
No.
Was it like a loaf of Italian bread?
It was sourdough bread. It was homemade, and it was like this big. I had it in my backpack. Homemade. I actually got flagged at TSA, and they're like, what is this?
Like, I was picturing it with like a loaf
of cocaine.
Like, oh, it's a piece of bread.
It's fucking cocaine. This is totally not drugs.
That's right. Okay. That did you actually end up eating the bread, or did you just keep it
yeah.
as like
yeah,
a?
Yeah, it was
okay.
really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's homemade, so I can understand that.
The word "homemade" like changed the whole situation.
Yeah, no, it 100% yeah. did. At first, I thought she was like carrying a plastic
I thought she
bag
had,
like, with,
a plastic bag with bread in it. I would have thrown it away.
Exactly.
I thought it was fucking Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
Melina, what word or saying from the past do you think should come back?
Word, probably just word in general. Remember when everyone used to be like word?
Word.
Word
no
up.
One says that.
Word. No, it was just word. It was like that was yes.
Word.
It started word. Yeah, but it started
word.
As word
oh,
up.
Word. 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 Yeah. Word. Yes.
It's word.
Word.
Hazel, what cartoon did you watch most as a child?
Ooh. Probably the Winx Club.
The what?
The what?
It's about fairies. Okay.
Dude, Jay, I'll tie with Jay. For once, I'm gonna agree with you. I'm old as fuck.
No, thank you.
Like
I don't know what that is either, though. Wings Club.
The Wings Club.
Yeah,
like, Jay, do you remember, Jay, are you old enough that you remember Davy and Goliath?
No.
You don't remember Davy and Goliath? Okay. It wasn't really a cartoon.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. I get this. I have no idea what this is, but there you go. That was
The Winx Club.
It was that or like Robotech. I actually watched that too. Okay.
Again, don't know that one either.
No.
Really? Are you sure you're not up in Canada or something? Because I've never heard of those things.
Did you grow up in fucking Guam and that's like a Guam cartoon?
You don't sound like you're not American. That's crazy.
People from Guam, are they like American? What is somebody from Guam like? Are they referred to? Are they like Guamian or Guamese or
Guatemalan?
Guatemalan?
No, Guam. Guatemala.
Yeah.
Somebody please research that and type into the chat whatever what somebody from Guam is known as, because I really don't feel like looking it up. I'm in the middle of questioning here.
What's up, J-Red? Look, it's our stage guy.
Hey.
Every person that's asked a question has the same name. This is suspicious. They have all been Jordans or something like that.
Jordan, Jason, John.
Oh,
what's
up, Jace?
Look at this. No, James. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, this is
so everybody in this chat has the first name of a letter J, except
and his
for
name is J.
And my name is Jay.
I'm with you guys. This is a fucking conspiracy by the Jays.
Except for the very first person that commented, their name was Lucky Bomb Raza. So everybody else is a J. Jason, James, John.
I didn't even know that chat was over there. Oh, hi, guys.
That's pretty wild.
Melina, what? Yes, I love Transformers. I got a Transformers t-shirt.
Yeah, John.
The robot.
I was a Transformer for Halloween one year when I was a kid.
Would you transform into a giant douchebag?
No, it was like, you know, one of those cheap ass, like, you know, whatever.
With a plastic mask?
Yeah.
With a rubber band on it?
Pretty much. It was just like a plastic mask and then like a suit. A
plastic garbage can suit.
I don't think I could actually transform into anything. I think it just was a Transformers mask.
You've seen the cool ones though, like where the moms like make them out of boxes, right? And they like...
Where they like lay down and they turn into like a Range Rover or something? Yeah.
We couldn't afford boxes when I was a kid. We were poor. We couldn't, you know, they didn't have Amazon back
then.
Well,
you know, it was during the Great Depression, so it was a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Out in the dust fields.
Melina, what was the last movie you watched and how was it?
I just watched 7 Seconds, which is like, you know, really relevant. It's like Black Lives Matter. Like, this kid gets killed by a cop and he like leaves them. Because he thinks that like nobody's gonna care because he's like probably in gang. It's kind of sad. I cry.
I'm not poking fun at it. I thought it was. I got it confused with 8 Seconds, which is a movie with Luke Perry where he plays a rodeo guy.
Completely different.
Yeah, completely different.
You're able to pull that reference out, Dan, is impressive.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can't remember the rodeo guy's name right now because I'm high and a little bit buzzed from my whiskey, which is done. Anyway. Let's see. Hazel, have you ever had a crush on a fictional movie character, and who was it?
Ooh, when I was little, it was Danny Phantom.
Again.
I know. Okay.
Is that like Ben 10?
Yeah, apparently our wear.
No, I've seen this dude before. He's
yeah. Danny Phantom?
Yeah.
I knew that one. Yeah.
You had a crush on a cartoon with gray hair?
Bro, he's like...
Well, he like transforms. He has like brown hair. I remember him.
He can be anything you want him to be.
Okay. And let's see. Oh, this is an appropriate question for you, Jay. What age do you feel right now and why?
What age do I feel... right now,
it's like 123, because I don't fucking
honestly
know what
feel,
they're talking about.
I feel my age. I feel 42 years old. You know,
you're even 42.
My birthday is in 2 days. I'm gonna be 26. Just putting that out there.
Happy birthday! Yeah.
That's exactly what I
want. So to wrap this up, and then we'll let you for your birthday. We'll let you do the plug here for something, but only if you do this question correctly. Ready, Melina? If your life had a theme song, what would it be? And you have to sing it.
Many fresh, big things.
So you got to sing it. Now you got to write a song for it.
No, I'm not going to sing it. I'm kidding.
Okay, wrong answer.
Many fresh big things is what Melina wants.
Oh my God, we've definitely sunk to an
old. Melina, what's the one thing on your wish list that you really hope you get for your birthday?
I don't ever want anything. Like, I'm the biggest brat. Like if someone sends me something, I'm like, I told you not to give me shit.
No, is that because
I don't want anything?
I'm the same way, and it's because, like, if I want something, I go out and buy it. Is that what you
do? Yeah, yeah, I have, like, no patience. And then it's like, yeah, you send me something that
you... So you don't have a wish list?
No, I don't have a wish list. I just buy everything I like. But, like, I get it. Like, people want to, like, tell you that they're thinking of you. But then I'm like, what do I do with this thing? Like, I can't throw away this mug because you got it for me. But then, like, I don't have room.
Oops,
so Hazel. I just been, like, a brat.
Hazel, do you have a wish list, Hazel?
I do. Yeah, I would feel weird if someone sent me, like, a useless mug. I put stuff on there. I would actually...
I'd be like, you know what? We're not friends anymore.
What if the mug said, like, world's greatest porn star? Would you cherish that mug? Because that's kind of like an award.
Like I said, like, I cherish anything anybody gets me. But then I'm like, then I feel like half bad. Because I'm like, what do I do with it? Like,
But then that means you also feel half good that you got this thing.
I feel like... like, if it wasn't a war, then obviously I gotta keep it. But, like, if it was something like my mom got me, I'd, like, sneakily, like, donate it.
Goodwill. There you go.
I'm, like, no, known for Christmas being, like, to my siblings, I'm like, you want this?
The regifter. I don't like, want a, like, world's, like, best porn star mug. Like, if you don't want it, do you think I do?
Melina, how important will it be? How important for you? Because your publicist, yeah, put it up here pretty good. How important is for you to win Best Butt in the 2021 Cammy Awards?
I, like, already know I have the best ass.
Are you going to cry?
Yes.
No.
Like, I like the confidence.
Oh, my God. You love me. Okay, you really love me.
There was, like, X-Biz and that one, like, overlapped. And, like, I know my guys get way too confused because I already talk so fast. I'll be like, click the link, vote for me, X-Biz, this. And then I'm like, vote for me, Cammy. Or they're like, what? I'm like, okay, let's do this one. So now I'm putting the attention on Cammy Awards. But then it's like, I already wasted, like, half the time not promoting it. But
well, you could vote up to five times a day through April 15th. So that's next.
I like that they decide to limit you to five times a day. Like, you know,
up to 24 hours.
Yeah, no, I would expect, like, every 24 hours I get, but, like, you can vote up to five times a day. So, like,
through April 15th.
Is when they're like, people have to, like, type it in. Like, X-Biz was like Twitter name or whatever.
Right.
And I even had guys be like, your Twitter name is spelled so weird. I'm like, it's my name with an underscore. They're like, oh, I thought it was spelled differently. I'm like, no, I literally wrote it for you.
Listen,
can you imagine the world if the underscore was never invented?
Why?
Yeah, no,
because or the hashtag / pound
we'd
sign.
Need, like, periods or something.
I'd be cool without the hashtags. Honestly, like, when's the last time? Have you ever actually clicked on a hashtag? Like, does anybody click on hashtags? I mean,
I actually have, Jay.
Really?
I don't
just to learn, like, that trend.
But, like, yeah, like TikTok, like, there's, like, you know, trends. I'll be like, oh, like, but TikTok, I do it by sound. I don't know if there's any way to do it, but I'll be like, oh, that's a funny sound. Like, they're, like, doing it to the dance or whatever to the song. So I'll click on that and then, like, list all the TikToks that have the same sound, which is, like, the song. So I guess it's kind of like a hashtag. I'm losing you guys.
You lost me a click on sounds. Yeah.
There is hashtags. Okay, I don't pay attention.
I just learned that from you know that there was a chat on here. I didn't realize I could see the chat also.
Look at that.
It's amazing.
Look at all the J's. It's crazy.
It is crazy. JJ.
Jason has a dog. Her name is Sophie.
I don't know.
So what do you
and Hazel? I mean, what do you like? Like, what's big on your agenda right now? Like, what do you really, really want the world to know that, you know what? I'm fucking Hazel Moore, and this is what I'm doing.
Here's
you
got to
take
shit.
Part in it, bitch.
I mean, the biggest thing recently was I just filmed, like, my Q&A that I've been meaning to do for months, and I'm going to be putting it on YouTube soon. That's okay. Like
just don't, what just is don't that? Say,
just don't say manal
aping.
Aping.
Right.
Or if you do and you don't get kicked off, they're probably just after us, so it's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, they'll be after me soon.
And inevitably. What
but
is
that
your...
means they know who you are.
I was going to say that means like people are watching you. You got haters.
That's
good.
Yeah, no, I have a lot of posts on like Instagram that get removed for like bullying and harassment. Don't know. But yeah, so there's like people who just report it. I get a lot of people in my DMs like, you need Jesus, or I wish you to stop. And like, yeah.
There's been, that was how our Instagram page went away right around the same time. There was one dude that he was just out on a crusade to like take down everybody and like was, he claims responsibility for whether he was or not. But like, dude, when people have time to dedicate their life to like fucking up your social media page, it's both sad for them and, you know, annoying for
really one person. Like, when just reported the world.
Like, just reported the world, like, you know, and had multiple accounts to go through and report the same things and like, you know, whatever. And the real problem is it's just such a big thing that like you know you can reach out to them and try and appeal or try and talk to somebody or try to figure out what you did wrong or how you could fix it. Nobody's actually reading that shit or answering it or,
no.
You know, it's no. Every once in a while, you'll know somebody who's got somebody on the inside of Instagram that can like make things happen. But other than that, like we've gotten our page back a few times through the right contacts, but
not no more. We used to have somebody on speed dial for fucking MySpace. It, you know, they would not only get us our account back. They would, if we wanted them to kick somebody off, they would. All they had to do is send them a free box of porn.
Those are the good old days.
Good old days.
Those were the good old days.
We need that guy again. Anyway, but you know what? This is a time of the show, Jay, where you know what? Well, I know it's nearing the end here, and I don't know about you. I've had some annoying fucking shit happen to me this week.
This is me after four mimosas.
Oh my God, Dan!
What's wrong with you, Jay? This is the time of the show where we give each of us get an opportunity to tell somebody, you know what? Fuck you. And you know what? I'll start it off or whatever. Give you guys time to think about it. We warned you about this, but I'm going to give you my big fuck you this week. And I had a few things
like
I could choose from.
She has like a list.
Oh, she's totally ready. Mine is going to be mine's going to be conspiracy theorists. These are the people, like, so I'm just looking at it. I had no idea what I was, there was a few things I could have talked about today that were, and people know that, you know, that watch the show regularly, that I'm a petty motherfucker. I'll find the most petty shit. I've talked about the free newspaper guy, the guy with the barking dog fucking walking by my window at 7 o'clock in the morning. But these, because I'm looking at the Facebook today. Yeah, I'm old. I still use Facebook. And somebody that I know is Boomer. Fucking like a Trump lover. Who thinks everybody's out there to fuck him and his fucking beliefs, actually said that Meghan Markle killed her fucking grandfather-in-law, Prince fucking Albert or Philip or whatever his fucking name is. Right? That. I actually had a conversation the other day. This guy comes in somewhere where I was, and I hear him talking or whatever. He says he's a doctor. Then he tells people, I don't know why you're getting the shot. I'm not going to be a guinea pig. Then he says he's a doctor of alternative medicine, whatever the fuck that is. He's not a weed doctor. He's not a weed doctor, though. I asked him that. And, you know, and he's there. Yeah, I'm not going to be getting paid. And then somebody else commented, you know they're putting tracking devices in us.
No, people actually believe that. I thought it was kind of a joke, but there's...
You know, it's fucking crazy. So, guys, enough. The world isn't out to fuck you over.
All the time.
You're out to fuck you over. What if they stay in the secret? Think bad thoughts and bad things will happen. Jay?
There you go.
I'm an optimist, Jay. That's, we're going to have a show in fucking July.
We're going to
be in Rosemont, Illinois, July 16th through 18th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center with Exotica Chicago for our 10th anniversary there. You guys are going to join us.
Yay.
But we will be there. And that's it. So fuck you, conspiracy theorists.
There you go. Done and done.
Melina, you're chomping at the bit. Go for it.
You got to pick one. You can't go through your whole list.
Looks like she's wearing a straitjacket.
I don't
right
really
now,
have
it?
A list. I was kidding. I told y'all everyone loves me. Yeah.
It's okay. Dan's not an optimist. So, yeah. It doesn't all have to
I
be
am
true.
An optimist.
Get the fuck out of here.
fuck you, dad. I'm kidding. I don't know him.
All right.
No, really, I don't have anyone. No one pisses me off.
You got no one, nothing.
Nothing, like, no one.
The ice
no
coffee one? You've been sipping on, when the fuck ice everybody. Is when the ice cubes melt in your ice coffee, does that piss you off?
I'll give you an example of how. It doesn't necessarily have to be a person. It's got to be something little. And I'll give you mine this week.
The only person I hate right now is the fucking IRS. Okay. Stop taking my
money. Go for it. Okay. There you go.
I'm with you, by the way.
Like, elaborate.
I'm not going to say that. They're going to find this and come for me.
Do you think they watch this fucking show? Jesus
I'm telling
Christ.
You right now that John Beach does not work for the IRS. And he's probably the only guy watching. So we're good.
Who's John Beach?
No, it's one of the comics. One of the J's.
One of the J's.
Oh, there's way too many J's. You're right. It's already suspicious on here.
Yeah, I know.
The J Mafia.
The J Mafia. Okay, right, so the IRS. Big fuck you.
They take too much of your money? Dude, dog is just like sitting there staring at you.
Honestly, that's my baby. He's the new one.
They take everybody's money. That's how
it works. Out on the bed?
Yeah, come here, Philly. Come on. He has to get permission.
Oh. He's like, I'm out. He saw Dan. He's like, fuck that noise. Dan, the dog just gave you the big fuck you.
Oh, he's little. Yeah. I thought he was big. Yeah,
he's a baby. I got him from like Australia during the fire. It was hard to get him. Yeah, he looks like a bat.
Does he have an accent?
Yeah.
what he pees, does it go around the opposite way?
Oh, so
no.
Bad.
He likes to run in circles, though.
That's something. All right, cool.
They come in here, though. Okay, normally they have, like, bags of treats over here, so they just come in here and awkwardly stare. And,
until you
like, you know how, like,
about it?
You're just so annoying and make someone feel so uncomfortable by, like, staring at them? They'll do that to me until I'm like, okay, fuck it. And I'll give them treats.
They know how to get it done.
I do that to just random people just to freak them the fuck out.
It works. I'm like, stop looking at me.
All right, Hazel. Hey, you got one?
You got a big fuck you, Hazel?
This is a more recent thing. It's when companies don't tag performers. I think that's really fucking annoying.
When they post their content, but they don't actually post you or tag you for being in it.
They literally, there's some companies, it's not just one, who use like hashtags. They'll be like, hashtag Hazel Moore, but they won't tag me. And it's really annoying. And it's like...
Because I'll tell you what. People don't click on, or at least I don't. I don't think anybody does. But
probably afraid that the customer is just going to get your OnlyFans and like cut them out.
Right, but at the same time, like I'd be able to promote them. There's no benefit to not tagging me.
Oh yeah, you don't even know why they do it. Posted it or not.
That's true.
Right, and then it'll be on my timeline, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Maybe it's a boomer that
reposted this.
A boomer.
I feel like they definitely know. If they know how to do hashtags, they know how to do it.
I heard a lot of girls don't like tagging other girls when they do like work together, which I would find
that's weird to me. That's weird. No, I tag like everyone.
You definitely like have to share the love.
You have to be
the good news is somebody other than a J just popped into the room.
Hey, there you go.
Chris Orchard wants to know, and you guys maybe you can answer this question for him.
How do I get into porno? I'm turning 62 and I want to be the boss that has sex with the secretary. Totally
legitimate question. That is workplace harassment and you're no longer allowed to do that.
By the way, Chris, you know how you go about this? This will be my advice. You come to Exotica and you go to the How to Get Into Adult seminar series that we do.
James Bartolet will answer all your questions.
James Bartolet will be happy to answer all your questions.
He might even get you into porn that night.
Very well may. That would be perfect for you.
Jay, right. Who's your big fuck you this week?
So my big fuck you is a very simple little thing that has driven me crazy this week. So we were talking earlier about how now with kind of internet TV or Apple TV or whatever, you just like one show after another, and you can just like binge through them and, you know, whatever, much different than cable. The big fuck you goes to the single commercial in between these shows that plays over and over and over and over again. You know what I mean? Where it has like, you say you're watching an hour show and every commercial break just basically plays like that IKEA commercial, like three times in a row. Every, well, I understand. But, you know,
they
like.
They probably do it on purpose. They probably know that that pisses people off.
But honestly, if somebody does that to me, and it's kind of like on YouTube and stuff too, like where ads will pop up in the middle. Kind of like
Chocolate Rain over and over again.
If your ad pops up in the middle of what I'm trying to watch, I don't like your product. Like, it makes me, like, actually not like it. Like, it doesn't make me think, oh, shit, I got to go to IKEA on, like, the 14th ad that I've seen. Like, once I see it and it interrupts me, I'm like...
What is the IKEA commercial?
It's just like this
There is no IKEA commercial. He's just using it as a random
No, there actually is an IKEA commercial. It's the one that's been popping up.
Wife works for IKEA.
It's just this, like, repetitive, like, whatever. So... You know, I just like
the guy trying to read.
It, you know, it's like Capital One will have.
Oh wait,
one
guys don't read instructions, right?
I know, because now all I do is just I don't even pay attention. I'm like commercial break. I get on my phone. I look at something until you know something comes back on. So, yes, Dan, go ahead.
Are you?
Can I have a big second, like a little mini fuck you?
Sure.
I want to say fuck you to IKEA because I actually went to IKEA with Kathy the other day, thinking that I'm going to go there and get some fucking Swedish meatballs.
I just got an IKEA dresser. It's bomb.
There was no fucking meatballs to be had. I walked around fucking goddamn looking for the specific shelf for fucking in that maze of a store, and I couldn't even get fucking Swedish fucking meatballs.
They're usually down right at the counter or right at the cash register when you check out.
I know. I wanted them made, dude. I wanted to sit down like a normal kitchen. Human being.
And, it's COVID, dude.
And eat fucking. Dude, I can walk into fucking any restaurant and do it.
Yeah. Apparently, you can't buy meatballs at a furniture store during a COVID.
I got a outbreak. Fucking jar of lingonberries. I don't even like lingonberries. I don't even know what a lingonberry is.
I don't know what they are.
But I got a jar of it.
How do food and furniture go together? I'm confused.
No idea.
Anyway, that was. Hey, listen,
if they can sell a $6 dining room table, they can sell 50-cent meatballs. Like it's just kind of you know.
I'm not gonna get COVID for meatballs.
Maybe you will get COVID meatballs.
You never know. No.
I don't know. I could see it happen.
I don't know. I just kind of sort of took Melina's fuck you time too. But anyway, ladies, we want to thank you. It is now a little bit past our hour-ish. We're at an hour and 8 minutes-ish. But Hazel, remind everybody where they can find you online in the social media universe scape when you're not getting your accounts deleted.
Yeah, my new Twitter is Hazel Moore with two extra E's. It's the same username as my Instagram. And my OnlyFans is just Hazel Moore, no extra letters.
You know, and you would think that I would have this kind of, like, situation.
Jay's fucking up again. Oh, my God.
Here we go.
There we go.
Put it over my face, Jay, so you can hide the shame of
your doing. I am.
You're just going to continue adding these. This is a hack.
There we go. Yep, okay, so.
I like the guy from Home Alone.
I like Hazel Moore.
Every time she's deleted, she's
I'm like looking over the fence. Okay, I'm looking over the fence.
Okay, there you go. Howdy, neighbor.
Howdy, neighbor.
It looks like he has titties and a really long neck.
Dude, Dan. Look at that.
You have nice tits. You were lying.
Those aren't the ones that you send me pictures of.
My hairy nipples.
All right. There we go.
And Melina, where can everybody find you online?
MelinaKane.com has all my links.
Wait, hold on. Let's wait for Jay, Melina.
Right. Let's see what he's got on me. Let's see if it's correct.
Boom! Oh, look at there. We go.
Yes.
He's still got the fuck you graphic on there, too, by the way.
Don't worry about that. I don't know what you're talking about. It's not there, Dan.
I have three OnlyFans, so like, you need to add to all those.
What do we got? What's wrong?
I was kidding.
Tell me.
I was kidding. Okay. I said I have three OnlyFans. Right. You forgot to add them all.
Yeah. Then those don't fit.
But
that's a thing now. Multiple OnlyFans pages. Yeah. Oh, so wait, do you
free,
do a, a free
you
one?
Have monthly. You gotta have VIP. Get it together.
Are you serious, bro? Yeah. Just when you thought there were too many social medias, now you got to do three of one of them. Like that's
OnlyFans is insane.
But at least that's one that makes money, right? So it's like you know, it's worth the time. It's not like you're
but
worried.
But even
that
with like the Twitter and Instagram, you have to have like backup pages and stuff already because you can't make them after you.
You can't even hashtag Exotica anymore. I don't think. Not even a
and
hashtag.
Then it's like, really? You have to make sure like you have your backup before like some fake makes your backup and then claims that
they killed our backup. We had multiple backups. They're all gone too.
So Hazel, do you just add an extra E anytime that you have to like create a new one?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Makes sense. Oh, man. All right.
Oh, my gosh. All right. And, you know, hey, guys, you know what? If you want to find out more about us, you can go to exoticaexpo.com. You would think Jay would have a graphic for our bread and butter, but of course does not.
Dan.
But go to Exotica. That's with three X's. expo.com. You can see all our dates. July.
Whole damage. Look at that.
Look at that shit. July will be at, we'll be hopefully in Chicago. We're knocking on wood, but it's looking good to be in Chicago July 16th through 18th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center for the 10th anniversary of Exotica Chicago. September will be in Miami. And we'll be in New Jersey. I see a lot of people in the chat talking to, well, in our various chats, talking about Exotica New Jersey. We will be back there again in October, October 22nd through 24th, I believe. And last but not least, in December, we will be making our debut in our nation's capital at Exotica, D.C.
Yay.
Should be a party. I want to see what senators come to our show.
Lindsey Graham will be giving the keynote address. Just kidding.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, no.
Oh, it's, my God.
This show is entirely too straight for him.
Oh my God. By the way, and one of the things you got to watch, by the way, Jay,
yes,
the it's an older one, the celebrity roast of fucking on Comedy Central of Rob Lowe. The way they crucify Ann Coulter is epic.
I saw it. Yeah, no, those things have just gotten brutal these days. It's like, I don't know who would be willing to step onto any of those stages.
And guys, if you haven't gotten your vaccine, if you believe in that sort of thing, and you're not afraid of tracking devices being injected into your body,
Bill Gates,
get a fucking your vaccine shots. John Beach, congratulations on getting your second shot. I'm vaccinated fully.
I got my second shot. That's all new too. Since the last show that we did, I got my first shot on Wednesday of last week. So I got that going for me. I will be done in 2 Wednesdays from today or from this last Wednesday. And I'll be ready to rock, man. Got to get the fuck out of this house.
And John, don't worry. I know you said, hope it's not Matt Gates. Don't worry. Exotica has an 18 and over policy.
Yes. Da-dum-dum.
Anyway, so everybody, thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week with our lovely guest next week. Who are our guests next week, Jay?
You think that I think about this show a week in advance?
Oh, my God, Jay, you're just horrible. two veterans of Exotica TV, D. Siren and Kat Jiro, will be on with us next week. Nice. And upcoming shows include T.S. Foxy and Nadia Nala. And Brandy Love will be with us in coming weeks. So make sure you guys tune in. On behalf of Jay, I want to tell everybody to stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. But before we go, we'll leave you with our happy ending.
This is me after 4 mimosas.
Me after 8 mimosas.
This is me after 2 mimosas.
This is me after, I think, 6 mimosas.
This is me after 7 mimosas.
This is me after 2 flights of mimosas.
God. This is me.
This is me after all the flights of mimosas.
Don't talk. I'm videoing. Oh, shit. She's getting on his shoulders.
This is so ungood.
It's okay.
Small baby.